Thank you for calling Travis. This is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hey, Shannon, is Doug available?
Yes, just one moment.
Thank you.
Ask us about digital printing available on. Personalize your order for maximum impact. Have us.
This is Doug.
Hey, Doug. This is Russell from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, so I know you're busy and I don't want to take up too much time, but just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we sent in the mail a little while ago. It was about 2 weeks. Looks like the offer was based on some previous financing that you'd done with First Community Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
First Community Bank's the only bank we do business with.
Okay, understood. So you guys don't need any new financing coming up soon? You guys aren't trying to add maybe a vehicle or anything, new equipment?
Yeah, we are. We're working with them now on a $300,000 solar panel job.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it sounds like some good business then. Things have been pretty busy over there?
Well, the solar panel in 3.5 years has a payback. So that, you know, when you got a $5,000 electric bill a month, it doesn't take long to get you some money back on it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd say that solar panels are definitely the future, you know. Definitely seems like a pretty good option to save on that electric bill.
And so we've already worked out, they got several different financial plans depending on how we want to go, because they can also work with us with the federal 30% credit, tax credit.
Okay.
They'll work with us so that we can tailor our loan to work around the bonus coming back on the tax credit.
Okay, well, that's great. You know, there's always the big bonus of being able to, you know, get a tax cut of some sort or another. So are you planning on getting, like, a working capital loan for that, or are you going to financing just through the equipment?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good way to be going about things. Do you know what kind of rates they're going to be able to get you on that?
4.25.
4.25? Well, that's a pretty good rate right there, so.
Because that's what he quoted me yesterday.
Okay. And is that a legit offer? You know that's going to be...
He's the vice president.
Okay.
He had talked to the senior vice president to make sure everything was good to go.
Got it. So, yeah, I guess, you know, if that's the case, I understand that that's a pretty hefty amount of money right there, so you're going to want to be able to get the best rate possible.
Now, a couple months ago, we got another $320,000 for a piece of equipment. So, yeah, we work with them exclusively on all of our financing.
Okay, so, well, how about this? Maybe I can get an email for you to send over my information, and, you know, maybe in the future if, you know, another thing comes up, maybe, you know, things don't work well, I can always be a resource there for you.
Nah, we get a call from folks like you about once a week.
Oh, yeah, I understand. You probably get a lot of these calls then.
And I get a mail piece almost once a day. And then I get an offer to buy the business every other day. thank you. Appreciate it.
So it sounds like things are going pretty well then if you get continual offers like that, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know they're going real well, but it's working pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, understood.
But you never know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, Doug,
The real scary thing is one of the two people running for president is going to be elected.
That is a very good point. It is a pretty scary thing, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. It almost seems like there isn't really a good option, right?
Doesn't look like it at the moment.
Definitely not. So, Doug, how long have you guys been in business for?
30 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you guys have definitely made a name for yourselves then, right?
We're pretty much the big boy in town.
Got it. Yeah, that sounds good. So, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, do you guys, I know you're in mailing and shipping, do you guys have like a fleet of vehicles that you end up doing all of the shipping with?
We don't ship. All we're doing is taking things to the post office. So we got a couple of 26,000-pound box trucks that we use for that.
And okay, got it.
Cargo van and pickup trucks, stuff like that to run around, pick things up with. And but we also do websites and variable printing and offset printing. And so, you know, it's not just mailing. Mailing's a small part of our overall business.
Oh, okay, so that's just a small portion of it. So would you say?
But now it's not.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, so I guess you guys don't see maybe in the near future. Have you guys had a good amount of growth, or has it just stayed rather consistent over the past year?
Yeah, well, we're up a bit this year.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's got to be a pretty good business. You know, it's going to stay rather consistent. You know, people are always trying to mail things, especially coming up to the holidays, right?
No, it's not that kind of mailing. We don't do walk-in trade.
Oh, okay, understood. So is it more business-to-business type stuff?
Yeah, a lot of it's insurance industry.
Oh, okay, understood. So, I mean, I guess my question.
Filled out 650,000 privacy notices for Blue Cross.
Oh wow, that's a hefty amount right there.
We love privacy notices because who cares?
Yeah, very good point. Very good point.
But they got to be mailed.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're happy to provide the service.
Got it. So, I mean, I guess in addition to those solar panels that you guys are financing right now, have you maybe thought about bringing on maybe another truck or cargo van or something along those lines in the near future?
Nah. When we do, we'll just buy it straight up because we don't buy new.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually a good thing for you guys.
Yeah.
And
we buy
that's
all these.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing, too. That's a nice thing about us, Bank of Cardiff, over here. When we do financing for equipment, you know, we are able to lease both new and used vehicles and other equipment.
Yeah, well, when we buy an off-lease truck, like right now the off-lease trucks, the size that we use, they run about $30,000. That's just, we just wrote the check.
And that's used, they're running about that?
Yeah.
Got it. And so if you don't mind me asking, what does a truck like that usually run if you were to buy that brand new?
Oh, close to 90.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that's definitely a good option to, you know, buy used, right?
And I mean, we're talking about diesel now. We're not talking about gas because diesel, when I buy a five-year off-lease diesel, it's usually got 250,000 miles on it. And by the time we get done with it, it's got 500,000 on it.
Oh, wow. So how many miles can you end up putting on a vehicle like that?
A diesel? It's unlimited.
Oh, really?
Just keep going.
Well, that's definitely a good alternative then to gas, right?
Well, gas engines just don't cut it. Hey, I got to run. I got some stuff here to review.
Okay, I understand. So can I maybe just grab that email to send over my information?
No, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one.